This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Several years ago, before the Berlin Wall fell, I read what a former communist living in America wrote about his experience of the workplace. He wrote these words, "Capitalist society," he was writing about America, "presents the communist with scores of thousands of people as a ready-made audience, not just once, but every day. This audience is presented to him free at the enemy's expense. They provide the building, they get the people together, they give him the opportunity to be with them for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. He stands amongst them at his machine as they work. He eats with them in the canteen at lunchtime. He chats with them during the morning and afternoon breaks." He continued, "The most important part of the communist day is that which he spends at work. He sees his work as giving him a wonderful opportunity to do a job for the cause." In the past several times I've had to contribute on this program, I've been addressing the Christian in the workplace. As I reflected again about this communist editorial, I wondered, whose beliefs are going to prevail in our 21st century workplaces? The New Age movement is being promoted actively in the workplace today. The workplace is not a neutral setting. It never has been. Every day, all day long, values and opinions and beliefs of workers are in competition. Are you going to influence or be influenced? That's an important question. In Matthew 28, Jesus left us his last will and testament. After his resurrection, just before he left to be with the Father, he said these words, "As you go, make disciples of people groups everywhere." In this statement, Jesus Christ gives us his purpose for the church. He didn't speak in terms of reshaping society or remolding cultures. His purpose, rather, is the remaking of people. In other words, he wants our co-workers to be transformed to become like him. Jesus said that we are his agents in remaking of people. The agent is not government. The agent is not politics and policy, not unions, not more streamlined management. His agents in this remaking of people are you and me. How then can you have a good influence on your coworkers? Well, here are 7 quick hints. First, build relationships. Start by identifying the people with whom you already have relationships at work. Think about the people you seem to get along with naturally. If you can't think of anyone, ask God to give you someone. Good relationships are the single most important aspect of making a positive impact for Christ. Second, begin praying specifically for these people. Pray for their families, their problems, their conflicts, their work, their decisions. Pray that they might see the reality of Christ in your life. Third, seek common ground. Get involved with the person on a social level. Enter into their world. Make up excuses to be with them. Seek common ground besides just at work. Fourth, be authentic. You can't rush friendship. People need time to warm up to you. They need to know you value their ideas and their dreams. They need to know they can trust you over the long haul. It's good to ask yourself the question from time to time, if this person determines not to become a Christian, will I continue to desire a relationship with him or her? Be authentic. It will show through. Fifth, tell the person what you know. How you share the gospel is going to depend a lot on your personality. You may be bold and outspoken, or you may be more reserved and subtle. The main thing is that you be honest and clear. Tell what you know. Talk about your experience with Christ, your relationship to him, what he has done for you. Sixth, hurry up and wait. Be realistic in your expectations about how quickly a person will respond to the gospel message. Obviously, you want to see it happen yesterday, but that's likely not going to be the case. Studies show that the average person needs 6 exposures to the gospel before he or she is ready to make a decision. You're not offering a free vacation. You are confronting a person with some very sober news, their own sin, and some very good news, the work of Christ on the cross. And this news, bad and good, calls for a total redirection of their lives and destiny. So be patient. And seventh, remember that your reputation is everything. Whatever you say to your work associates about your experience with Christ has to be consistent with your life and reputation. 7 hints to influence your coworkers. So how will it be for you starting today? You can be a leader in your workplace. You don't have to be pushy or preachy or pious. Just yourself as a follower of Christ. You can have a sound impact.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.